Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the live Saturday edition of the program. You can dial in toll-free, take control of the airwaves, and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there for free. In fact, the main feature of the site allows you to create the content. If you look there on the main page, you'll see a bunch of different entries with numbers next to them. Those numbers are votes by listeners like you. You can submit whatever it is you see online that you think's interesting. And then other listeners will vote on whether they like or dislike your suggestion. So go and get interactive over at freetalklive.com. As we continue, we'll take your calls about absolutely anything. We started out the show tonight, for those of you just tuning in, talking about some really unfortunate news. Like really, really sad, sick news that the federal government, in a jury trial, a jury has come back with a verdict of guilty for Bernard von Notthaus, the founder of the Liberty Dollar. He dared to create an alternative currency to compete with the Federal Reserve and its Federal Reserve note. It became popular enough to get the federal government to notice, because you can go ahead and create your own alternative currency in your basement, but if no one uses it, then the federal government's not going to care. The Liberty Dollar had millions of dollars worth in circulation in this country.
Tens of thousands of people using it?
And so it was an incredible success story, and it was during the Ron Paul campaign when the feds decided to swoop in and steal millions of dollars worth of their inventory and then charge this man with several crimes, including counterfeiting, of which he's been now found guilty and is facing up to 25 years in federal prison for daring to compete. Certainly your thoughts are welcome. You can also bring up anything that's on your mind. Let's go to John, listening in Oklahoma to KGWA in Enid. Hello, John.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Welcome, sir.
I love this subject you're on because I have long advocated that as a person who was born in the state of Texas and knows the Texas history to this extent that Texas, after it won its independence from Mexico, became an independent republic for several years and then later joined the U.S. government. Now, I think they should form their own currency, call it something like the Texas State Credit Voucher. Not money, just credit voucher. Back it with gold and silver. And I guarantee you its circulation will become immediate, not only in the state of Texas, but here in Oklahoma and all the surrounding states as well.
Well, that's a good question. Is what would happen if a state government decided to start coining its own money again? Would the federal government attempt to attack them as well?
Utah's doing that.
Right.
Well, and something else, too. You know, the charges if the U.S. attorney did against these two individuals or group that formed their own liberty currency, they only specified individuals and organizations. They did not dare specify states as well.
Oh, no,
it would become a states' rights issue under the 10th Amendment of the Constitution.
States are even mentioned specifically in the Constitution as being able to create their own currency backed by, I guess, gold or gold and silver. I can't remember which entirely, but they're mentioned. It's specifically the right of a state to create its own currency backed by specie.
And something else, too. The currency in Canada is now, for the first time, worth more than the U.S. dollar.
Isn't it
therefore,
weird?
If I lived in New Hampshire, Vermont, or even over to Washington State, Idaho, et cetera, I would want to be dealing in Canadian currency within the United States and not the U.S. Federal Reserve note.
Yeah, you know, it feels like such a betrayal that the United States Federal Reserve has betrayed the American people to the point that now when you look at a magazine that's going to be printed, in fact, the U.S. dollar's quantity is going to be larger than that of the Canadian one. It always used to be the Canadian amount was going to be higher because it would, you know, the currency wasn't worth as much.
John, thanks for your thoughts tonight, and thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231 as we continue with Stan listening WFLA in Clearwater, Florida. Hello, Stan.
Oh,
Stan?
I just wanted to ask your guest, since she's a law student, whether any reporters have bothered to interview the jurors to see whether or not they were influenced in some way by the prosecution, if they had any liens on their houses or back taxes or anything like that.
Good question.
To find out why they...
I'm sorry to say.
I know that essentially it may have been rigged.
there's certainly she certainly seems skeptical that this could have come back as a guilty verdict. But then again, people, and she's, by the way, gone. She stayed with us for our first hour. But to answer your question, I think the answer is no, because this news story hasn't been covered really anywhere. I mean, yesterday I looked for, I heard about the news. The verdict came in the morning, early morning yesterday, and I looked all over the place. I couldn't find anything about this beyond just the people in the Liberty Movement reporting just the brief news that he'd been found guilty.
There aren't any reporters reporting on this because they don't care.
No, all there is one. There's one website that I know of.
I think they would care.
The Mountain Express.
I think they should care, and I think they should actually interview the jurors, because I can't even conceive of how it could be a guilty verdict given the information that I already know about the case. It just doesn't make any sense.
It's outrageous. It's despicable. The Mountain Express is where I got the press release from the federal government, MountainX.com. It's apparently some sort of a newspaper or website that handles Asheville in Western North Carolina, and the case took place in Statesville, North Carolina. So this is a local organization that is, I guess, to some extent following it, but really all they're doing here is they put a paragraph in about how Bernard von Nothaus was convicted, that some of his associates, including Kevin Innes, who is from the Asheville area, still faces trial. So this isn't over yet. There are still some others that are facing trial, and of course there's always a chance that Bernard will appeal to a higher level court.
Yeah, but this is a very bad precedent. I mean, reporters from all across the state or country should get involved in this.
I hope you're right about this, and I thank you for the call, Stan. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. But what I was trying to explain here is, at least at this point, the Mountain Express isn't doing any real news reporting. There's a one paragraph, a like two sentence long paragraph, and then they give you that was what they wrote as the newspaper, and then they give you the full on press release from the federal government. That's essentially news reporting in a nutshell today. That's what most news agencies do.
That's what reporters are taught to do. That's what they do. They take the word of the government as though there's no opposing side. Any other time, you know, they're going to try to... journalism speaks that you would try to get an opposing side. But not when it comes from the government. The word of the government is law, as far as they're concerned. It's truth.
I hope people will jump on this and that somebody will do some real great reporting. Obviously, Heather is, you know, the only person who's really been doing anything of any level of reporting from this trial, and it's sad. Because this is, as he pointed out, a landmark decision in a very negative kind of way. And it's scary that the government is so frightened by alternative currencies. Because really, the Federal Reserve Note is one of their most powerful tools. The Federal Reserve Note and all the other fiat currencies around the world allow governments to steal money from people without ever having to open your wallet, without ever you having to cut a check. Even if you are like me and you don't pay federal income tax, they're still stealing money from you, because whenever they print money out, whenever they add money to the monetary supply in this their system, it essentially devalues the money that you are currently holding on to. And the Liberty dollar and the other alternative currencies in silver and gold help protect people from that inflation. If you're holding all silver and gold, which I don't recommend, you still have to have some Federal Reserve notes to pay bills and stuff like that, but if you were to hold all silver and gold, they could inflate the currency all they wanted to, and it would never affect you, because you wouldn't be holding any Federal Reserve notes. And so the idea that people would be tempted to move away from the Federal Reserve note is an incredibly scary concept for the federal government, and they will fight tooth and nail to keep their currency monopoly. As we continue here, we talk to John, listening in Myrtle Beach to WRNN. Hello, John. John? In Myrtle Beach. Going once. John?
Hi, this is Tom.
Oh, sorry, Tom.
Hudson, New Andrew. Now, there is another angle to this, and that is, by the way, if you pay for your coffee on Monday with a $2 bill, and then you pay for your coffee with a couple of presidential dollars on Tuesday, and then you pay for it with four Kennedy half dollars on Wednesday, and then you go in there with one of these Liberty dollars, it says Liberty, it says USA, it has a picture of Miss Liberty on it, and it has dollar sign 20, and they might think that it's a federal money. It does look, it does resemble, and for that sense, so we
well, except
to
for the website, and thank you for the call tonight, Tom. I appreciate that. And that was the case they were attempting to make, is that this was too similar to the Federal Reserve currencies, because the federal government has like a copyright apparently on the term Liberty and dollar.
More than 4 hot flash episodes a day? Do you ever wake up at night soaked in sweat? Do you experience mood swings, heightened emotions, or sometimes feel on the verge of tears? Have you gained more than 5 pounds? Have you lost the energy level you had before menopause? Do you have low libido or no interest at all? If you said yes to any of these questions, you may be suffering with severe menopause symptoms and you qualify to receive a free month supply of Amberin. Amberin is the incredibly effective all-natural solution for menopause relief. It's backed by published clinical trials and 30 years of research. It has helped thousands of women get free from the awful symptoms of menopause. Call now and ask how you can receive 30 days of Amberin free of charge. Free supplies are limited, so go to AmberinTrial.com. That's AmberinTrial.com. Or call 1-800-318-8232. That's 1-800-318-8232. 1-800-318-8232.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of these airwaves. 800-259-9231 is the number. Bring up anything you want. 1-800-259-9231. It is the live Saturday edition of this program. You can, of course, join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features we give to you for free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've decided to send in their validated photo or video showing that they are indeed listeners of this program. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see them. And if you're a lady listener, get details on how to become part of the Shrine. Once again, that's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Imagine opening your front door and coming face to face with
your identity thief, the criminal who wasn't content just to steal from your bank accounts and your credit cards. This guy knows where you live, and he's staking out your house and watching your family. That's what Fox News reported on about one woman. Fortunately, she had advance warning from LifeLock. She said without LifeLock, she wouldn't have known the thieves were coming, and added, LifeLock services are legit, they do what they say they'll do, and it's worth it. I don't want you to suffer the personal and financial firestorm that identity theft brings. Protect yourself and your family with the same identity theft protection that I use. And Ian, too. LifeLock is the best, and it's guaranteed. So join me on my mission that not one of you will fall victim to identity theft this year. And you should call now because I was able to get you a 60-day bonus of LifeLock protection. And just do it today. Do it for yourself and your family. Call 800-242-2693. It's 800-242-2693. One more time with the telephone number. It's 800-242-2693. LifeLock.
All right, so we continue here. 800-259-9231 is our number. You can bring up anything you'd like as we continue. Michael is listening in Huntsville to WBHP. Hello, Michael.
Yeah, hi. Yeah, last night while I was waiting my turn, my battery went dead on my cell phone, so if you called me, that's why you couldn't find me.
Okay, go ahead, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Okay, I'm just listening to what you guys are talking about, and you had a call to think that the jury was probably rigged on that. I do, too. I believe that, but the idea of thinking that the press doesn't care, I really won't quite go along with it. I believe they were threatened, too, because I've worked for this government before in the past, during Vietnam and the Cold War and all. I was an intelligence operative, and I guarantee, I can tell you how rotten and sneaky and dirty and nasty those people are up there. I've seen it firsthand. So this thing here is, they want to enslave the world. That's what they want to do, and they're not going to take no for an answer. So that's what I believe this whole problem is.
Interesting speculation, Michael. I appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for the call tonight at 800-259-9231. Of course, still talking about the Bernard von Nuthaus trial from the Liberty Dollar Organization, of which I was a part. I was an associate. I had the Liberty Dollars. I took them to local businesses, and I purchased products and services with them, and I did that on a completely voluntary basis. The business owner or the person at the cash register would usually be amazed by what it is that the Liberty Dollar was. As a product, it's a beautiful piece, polished silver, 0.999 fine. I mean, it's incredibly nice, and it really stands out when you give it to somebody as payment for something.
Yeah, silver's heavy when it's in the form of a coin, as opposed to the tinfoil and pot metal that they call coins today.
So they took that upon their own volition. They knew it wasn't a U.S. currency. In fact, it was part of the marketing materials of the Liberty Dollar that you would receive as a Liberty Dollar associate that they made it very clear. You are not supposed to call this a coin. That's something that only the federal government is allowed to call its coins. You have to call it a piece or a round or something like that. You couldn't call it a coin. And the whole purpose of the Liberty Dollar was to educate people. It was an educational tool for folks to introduce them to the idea of sound money. Because most people, a lot of people don't know about this. A lot of people have no idea that there's no silver backing the dollar. They don't realize that
they don't know why money's worth something, and they don't know that this money that currently the United States government and pretty much all governments, the fiat currency that they've created, is deteriorating for a reason. There's a reason that dollars were worth something in 1913, and now they're worth 97% less than that today. Yep. Most of that occurred after 1970, around 70, when Richard Nixon broke the last tether to any kind of metal backing. So 90% of that deterioration has occurred just in the last 40 years.
Yep. So, again, that was given, the Liberty Dollars that I gave to people there was nothing fraudulent going on. I intended to have those people realize that this is not federal government money. This is better than federal government money.
That's true. How you do it is one thing, but you know what they would need to prove is that Bernard, because that's the guy they're claiming counterfeited something.
Which is nonsense. He's the one that wrote the materials that I learned from.
He wrote the materials, and in fact, I remember we did some advertising with him, and he stipulated up and down, back and forth. He was clear. Do not call this a coin.
Do not call this a coin. It is a piece. And that's, you know, you can call any round piece of silver a round or a piece. Mm-hmm. Those, you know, that's not
or
calling
token.
Them a coin. Yeah, a token, some term. Yeah. But coin is some term that they use for currency. And he was clear not to do that.
We continue. You can also bring up anything that's on your mind here tonight. Captain Ned is on the line listening on a boat in Florida somewhere. Captain Ned, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I've called before, but I'd just like to say that apparently some of our founding fathers agree with Heather.
Mm.
And I'd like to say, just a quote from Thomas Jefferson, the strongest reason for the people to retain the right to keep and bear arms as a last resort is, as a last resort, to protect themselves against tyranny and government. Okay? Another one, John Adams. Arms in the hands of the citizens may be used at individual discretion for the defense of the country, the overthrow of tyranny, or private self-defense.
You know, those are all very nice quotes.
I'm not going to argue with that. I'm not going to argue that the founding fathers made those quotes. That's absolutely true. They believe that stuff. And the thing you need to point...
Wait. What do you mean that stuff? That's the Constitution. Those are the founding fathers.
They used violence to overthrow the king, and now look where we are. We've got another violent government.
Mark gets it. I've called before. I called about the policeman in Florida who declared a several state citizenship. Okay, Mark gets it. Ian, you're a little tougher to deal with.
What do you mean Mark gets it?
Well, Mark gets it. He understands where this is all going. Let me read one that we
I understand. I used to be violent. I used to think those thoughts.
Well,
I used to think it was legitimate.
There's no violence instead there. It's the right of the citizenship.
It's violence, sir. You're using violence to solve violence.
That's how we overthrew the British government.
I did not overthrow anyone. I wasn't involved in that. And neither were you.
But you're still bound by the Constitution, which is
I am not bound by the Constitution, sir. I did not sign it. Did you?
Well, you must be a citizen of the United States.
Prove it. Prove it. Prove it.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you tell me.
I cannot be a citizen, and neither can you, sir. It's not possible.
Let me read one from a gentleman named Tench Cox back in the day. Are you ready to hear this?
Sounds good.
His name is Tench. T-E-N-C-H-C-O-X-C. Let's all relax and listen to some of these old guys. What
you
they
got time for one. Go, quick.
Okay. The powers of the sword, say the minority of Pennsylvania, is in the hands of Congress. My friends and countrymen, it is not so. For the powers of the sword are in the hands of the yeomanry of America, from 16 to 60. The militia of these free commonwealths, entitled and accustomed to their arms, when compared with any possible army, must be tremendous and irresistible.
Tell you what, let us know where you get using the sword, and we'll talk then if you're still alive.
Well,
thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. And you can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you've got a mobile phone, a smartphone, you can punch up m.freetalklive.com to access our mobile site with quick access to our live streams and podcast. M as in mobile.freetalklive.com.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water. It's an unconference where the event's what you want to make of it. There'll certainly be some speeches and a debate, but the boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and a whole bunch more. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November, but you need to reserve your berth now. We've recently been able to get some more rooms. The ship had secured some rooms for other folks and made those rooms now available to us. But there's only a few more, and they're only available until March the 23rd. That's a few days from now. Rooms are as low as about $600, double occupancy. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today if you want to go on this cruise. It's cruise.freetalklive.com. You don't need to have all the money for the $600 double occupancy fee right now. You can just put a little bit down. I think it's $200 or whatever, and then pay it off by August. Cruise.freetalklive.com.
See, Mark, it's okay to get violent with the state. The Founding Fathers did that.
Well, so what the Founding Fathers did at the time was a revolutionary thing that had never been done before. And, you know, of the history of wars, I think that one's a pretty good one. But when I look at what the Founding Fathers did afterwards, it really bothers me. George Washington, the guy who led the revolution, then put down two more revolutions, Shays' Rebellion, the Whiskey Rebellion. There were several after that.
Well, clearly, violence solves problems, Mark. I mean, isn't that what we've learned? Well,
what it showed was that the guy with the biggest guns is the guy who gets to be in charge. Mm. I'd also like to point out that there were people that didn't want to secede, people that didn't want to fight, Quakers, for instance, that didn't want to fight, and people that didn't want us here on this land entirely, Indians. All those people were essentially subjugated by this new government that was created. So it's not legitimate
just because a minority of people are able to get together with a bunch of weapons in order to create a government. I'll say that that one was better than a lot of most of them that have ever occurred.
King George, I think, was only taxing the colonists around 1%. Can you imagine what the founding fathers would think about this guy?
I think it was 2%. But yeah, it was a remarkably small amount. Now people are tax freedom days, what, in May? I mean, 40 cents the average American pays on every dollar. That's just the federal government. What about state governments, local taxes, gas taxes, cell phone taxes? You add all those things up, and some people say the average American pays half of their earnings into taxes. Don't forget corporate taxes that get passed on down to you through the price of goods. The caller, what was his name, Captain Ned? He said that I get it, and I understand that there is a point when one needs to use some kind of harm prevention level of force in order to prevent one's body, one's family, one's property from being just overrun by bad people. I don't think that you can classify the government today into that category. I understand they're usurping authority, but if you step out against it, I'm not saying it's wrong to use the force if they've initiated force against you. I'm just saying that is incredibly ineffective, that is not expeditious.
Counterproductive.
Counterproductive. It's even a better term. It's counterproductive because you won't get what you want if you want more liberty. What you'll get is a larger crackdown. Take a look at the things that have resulted because of the Michigan militia folks, the folks in Texas and Waco, the Ruby Ridge, all these people allowed larger, the government has grown. It's got more aggressive.
It gives them an excuse. It gives them the excuse to say, put out press releases and say, look at this guy, this Captain Ned. He's crazy. He shot at the city council meeting.
We're not going to say he's going to do that.
I don't know, but I'm just saying, just to put somebody's name on this. Look at this crazy guy. He shot up his city council and he's nuts. He's crazy, even though they ruined his life and destroyed his business and, took his kids away from him or whatever else horrible things that these government people did.
We just read a story this week of a woman who became unruly in a hospital when the government came in and took her baby away from her. Oh my God! Who wouldn't get unruly?
But they tried to make her look crazy.
They talked about her mental health record. They didn't talk about the people who took her. They didn't say anything about them, and they didn't put their mental records up on display.
No, it's never in question how the government behaves and how violent it responds to people.
And that's really the point. And there's this quote from Claire Wolfe, which is, it's too late to do anything about it, and too early to shoot the bastards, okay? And I will agree with half of that. It's too early to shoot the bastards. And, people look at the federal government, they look at the governments in general, and they believe that they're necessary and there to help. And, I don't look at them that way. However, if I decide to solve my problems with guns, which I'm not going to do,
then you're a violent, crazy anarchist, and then you're a much bigger problem, and that's the reason we need the government. We need the government to keep us safe from these crazies.
It cements in people's minds the exact thing that you're trying to struggle against.
And that's what they want, the government. They want people.
They're an organization of violence. The government has a monopoly privilege on the use of violence. That is the definition of a government. An organization that has a monopoly privilege has claimed for itself the monopoly privilege on the use of violence in a given area. They understand. If they don't know how to do anything else right, they can't build a bridge under budget, they can't shoot rockets to the moon without blowing them up, they can't do anything right, they can do violence properly. They're pretty good at it.
Yeah, absolutely the case. They're prepared for it. They're ready. They want this to happen. The cops and the people that are involved, many of the cops, not all of them, some of them are decent guys, but many of them are adrenaline junkies. They want you to get violent. They want to have an excuse to crash your head against the pavement. They want to have an excuse to end up with, your dead, lifeless body on their hands because they know they're going to get away with that murder. They know it, and they're looking forward to the opportunity to increase their control over our lives. So by being violent, you are playing into their hands, and you're giving them an excuse to ratchet up the police state and ratchet up the control on everyone's lives.
Right, and I'm not speaking from the standpoint of knowing it all. I'm certainly not. I have been in these positions. I have been in this position. When I was living down in Florida, I didn't live in the Free State Project. I didn't see any hope for liberty in my lifetime. I didn't see the government, even the possibility of government shrinking over time. When I moved to New Hampshire,
I did see that possibility. When I was down in Florida, I was frustrated. I was upset. I heard the New London ruling through the Supreme Court where they said that, well, yeah, it's okay to take people's property and give it to Pfizer, the pharmaceutical company, so they can build an office building. No big deal. Americans don't own their property. That the government owns their property. When I heard these things like that, I became unhinged. The only solution I could think of was shooting politicians. It's a terrible, terrible, terrible solution. It won't solve anything. All it will do is increase the police state.
Now, that's true, and I agree with all that. But some people will say, well, what do you think? Civil disobedience is going to solve everything? Well, clearly the system needs to change, right? So politics is going to be a factor in working within the system to change the
system.
That's
working here in New Hampshire now.
All
anybody has to do is pay attention. They have to quit complaining, pay a little bit of attention as to what's going on in New Hampshire, and they'll find out all the amazing steps that have occurred here.
But what I want to point out, Mark, is that these people in the government, they are prepared for violence, but they don't know how to handle peaceful non-cooperation and civil disobedience. They cannot. They don't know it. They hardly have ever dealt with it. These cops in Keene, New Hampshire, they had to arrest a dozen people out of the jail. Actually, they didn't have to, but they did. And then they clogged up their court system with nine cases. Just this week, we went to a court trial where they spent all day attempting to prosecute one of our friends for criminal trespass. He walked around the jail carrying a cardboard sword with a bunch of the rest of us, and they spent all day, an entire business day, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. within one of their two courtrooms, yep, prosecuting this guy.
I tried to prosecute for a misdemeanor, a class A misdemeanor trespassing. This is the charge that you give burglars the opportunity to plead down to. So I mean, this is, you're talking about real crime here.
And you're talking about clogging up the court system by non-cooperating, not taking the plea deal, not going along to get along, but also being very peaceful the entire time. Then if they use violence against you, like if they were to have smashed Jim's head against the pavement while they were arresting him, which they didn't, but if they had, then they would be the ones that were clearly the violent provocateurs, and we would be the ones who are peaceful, and I would be much rather in that position than being the one labeled as the violent crazy. More coming up. You take control. Bring up anything at 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
To all the men out there, what do you do when you're standing over the toilet, and what should be a matter of seconds becomes a matter of minutes? Look, your prostate can affect your bathroom habits, including your flow and stream. It can even affect your sleep if you're waking at night to go. That's why you need to call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate and join the tens of thousands of men who've already taken charge of their health. Beta Prostate is made with natural plant sterols that support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. It's the formula no man should be without. That's why, for a limited time, new customers can get a bottle free. All you have to do is call now.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-994-9398. You only pay shipping and handling. Supplies are limited, so one free bottle per household. Call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-994-9398. That's 1-800-994-9398. 1-800-994-9398.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange control, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to collapseproof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's a simple concept. You send in $3 a month, we reinvest it into the show, get on more great radio stations around the country, and bring more Free Talk Live into more people's ears. So go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up. Once again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. And by the way, you can use any major credit card via PayPal and or use MasterCard and Visa right on our website. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks too, like the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only forum, and podcast and more. Get the details. Get on board. Amp.freetalklive.com. We would appreciate it.
Listen up for something new from Ruger. The Ideal Carbine Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle is designed to meet the scout rifle criteria of hunt, fight, defend. An affordable, versatile, reliable rifle delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance in a variety of situations. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. It's a serious rifle for those serious about rifles. The perfect do-it-all bold-action rifle where rugged, reliable Ruger meets the practical, tactical. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle, the one rifle to have if you can have only one. Visit Ruger.com or stop by your local firearms retailer today. It's Ruger.com. I looked at this, and it's pretty impressive, bolt-action rifle, Ruger.com.
Let's continue with your phone calls. Nick is listening to WRNN in Myrtle Beach. Hello, Nick.
Hello.
Hey, Nick. You're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, I just was listening earlier, and you were talking about how the dollar has been declining since year 1913, and I just wanted to point out that that was the year that the Federal Reserve Act was passed, essentially handing over our right to coin money to a private bank.
Yeah, that's true. That and the income tax. It was a big year for the increase of the state.
Yeah.
Well, essentially, we're paying an income tax to pay off the interest to borrow our own money.
That is true.
So, I mean, what you guys thought about that. I mean, I know there's a movement to try and end the Fed here. It's pretty small, but Ron Paul has a bill that he's introduced. But, I mean, I think that would be a good way to go.
I agree. Getting rid of the Federal Reserve would go a long way to putting a stop to some of the things that the government can get away with, because essentially they can print out their budget and just steal the value from the rest of our savings accounts by printing out and inflating the supply of money. So therefore, you know, the prices tend to rise as a result of that, because there are more dollars chasing the same amount of goods. And so getting rid of the Federal Reserve would go a long way, because then they would actually have to tax people in order to get the money together to do things like warmonger and invade countries and things like that, which makes those things much more politically distasteful because, well, they'd actually have to tax people, and then they'd really feel it. They would know exactly how much they're paying for this government, whereas right now we really don't have any idea because there's no way to calculate how much they're stealing from you through the inflation tax.
Yeah, I think in a lot of ways it would give us, you know, a little better control over our own economy also.
Thanks for your thoughts tonight, Nick. I appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for the call at 800-259-9231.
These boom and bust cycles that we go through, the housing bubble, the dot-com bubble, the, you know, this bubble, that bubble. I'm not sure what bubble we're working on now. I think it might be treasury bonds. But which bubble is going on at any given time? That's all a result of a fiat currency, a currency backed by nothing, a currency that can be issued at the whim of a central organization. And that's all that result from it, a specie backed currency, a currency backed by something, probably gold and silver, just a guess. That you're not going to see the boom and bust cycles in those circumstances. People will point out that there was, in fact, a crash in the, what was it, 1870s or something like that. It was due to the fiat currencies over in Europe, not ours. So, if you want to get rid of those ups and downs where the rich people make more money and the poor people get poorer, it's metal-backed currency.
I sure would love to see the Federal Reserve go away, but I don't expect to see that happen until the federal government comes crashing in upon itself due to the House of Cards finally no longer standing up. Yeah, good for Ron Paul for introducing, you know, the end the Fed thing, and good for him for, what is he, the head of the monetary policy head board or whatever they call it. I don't know what it's called. He's the head of it, right?
I don't know. He's in the House. He's the head of whatever
financial board.
Financial committee, something like that.
Yeah, so that's good. I mean, that means he can ask some tough questions, but that's really all it's good for. It seems very unlikely to me that the power-sick freaks in Washington, D.C., these power-mongering madmen, will in any way, shape, or form ever consider getting rid of the Federal Reserve. It's one of their greatest tools for tyranny. I mean, that's just not even something that's going to be an option for most of these people.
What would you give up the opportunity to print money that other people had to use? I mean, if you had a monopoly on the creation of money, I mean, just imagine. I guess I'm creating a picture for the listener. If you had a monopoly on the creation of money, and that money's not just the money for a country, it's the money for the world.
Jeez.
The United States dollar is the world reserve currency. It is the currency that most transactions are done from nation to nation.
They're going to ride it to the very bitter end,
absolutely,
just like in Zimbabwe.
They're going to take that dollar and they're going to crash it down and destroy it so that they can squeeze every bit of value out of it. Money isn't
out of
worth,
you.
Yeah. Money isn't worth anything. Your labor, your capital, the things you own, that's worth something. And that's what they're going to squeeze out with the money.
Let's talk to Bill, listening in Indianapolis to WXNT. Hello, Bill. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, I think the previous caller helped me out because I'm very ignorant when it comes to currencies and the laws and the Federal Reserve and all that. But did he say something about that the Federal Reserve Act in 1913, that establishment actually created the right for the government to, that they were the only ones then that could create currency or something? Was that right?
As I understand it, this is a simplified version. Andrew Jackson, the only good Indian is a dead Indian, Old Hickory, one of the greatest generals the United States has ever had. That fella managed to, what he called, kill the Second National Bank. And he claimed that these guys were, you know, coming after him, trying to kill him. And that I think it was his second term, he actually finally managed to get rid of a fiat currency. And then from that time, I think he was the seventh president, from that time until the Civil War, at which point Lincoln issued what they called greenbacks. And I think it was just for the period of the Civil War. And then they went back to a specie-backed currency. And till 1913, the money was backed by metal. And then
it still was after 1913, but that was the creation of the Federal Reserve.
And then they could use fractional reserve banking, and they could do all these things to sort of, they could do the three-card Monty trick, and that's when it all started going downhill.
It set the stage, basically. The creation of the Federal Reserve, while still having silver-backed currency, set the stage for having the central bank, and then down the line, they pulled the silver certificates out of circulation after of 1934, and then, as you mentioned, Mark, during the Nixon administration, completely pulled any kind of tie to gold or silver from the currency.
Well, my original question was kind of a stupid one, I guess, is what makes a coin a coin, but I'd like to... What we need is a coin.
What makes a coin a coin is the federal government says so.
That's really the...
Does it have to say United States of America then on it? Do they print? I mean, do they stamp that on there? Is that the valid thing? Is that the definition of it then?
A coin could come from another country, but the United States government's only going to recognize, some of a nation being able to create a coin.
Okay, I wish a coin dealer would call in that knows about these things they used to have called Civil War tokens, and they were, I think, made during the Civil War, but I don't know who made them. Were they just private citizens?
I don't know the answer to that question. Maybe you're right. Someone could call and possibly answer that. Thanks,
Thank
Bill.
You
Appreciate
much.
Your call tonight.
Okay.
You know, prior to 1913, you would see all kinds of bank notes and things like that. Banks themselves would create currency for the metal that they had in their vaults.
I'm glad you brought that up because it's important to mention what the solution is. Well, what are we going to do if you get rid of the Federal Reserve? Who's going to make the money? Well, whoever wants to. Whoever it is that can provide the best monetary service, the best product to the marketplace, will be rewarded by having the marketplace overall adopt its product. And it could be more than one that would be used frequently in the marketplace. So I'd like to have a free market currency. I don't know what that would look like. Maybe it would be gold and silver. Maybe it would be gold and silver-backed certificates. Maybe it would be something altogether that we haven't even thought of. Maybe it would be something like the Bitcoin, which is this new digital currency, completely anonymous in the way that it is traded and transacted. Or maybe it will be a bunch of different options, and two or three of them will be the best, and others will still be acceptable, and banks can jump into the game, or professional mints, or whoever wants to could jump into that business, and whoever would provide the best product with the best counterfeiting, anti-counterfeiting facilities, if you will, would likely get the business.
Well, everybody knows the government's inefficient at everything they do. Why would you want something as important as currency handled by them?
Indeed. 1-800-259-9231. I don't, but the government sure does because they know how important it is. They know they can't let this one go. Because if they were to get rid of the Federal Reserve, it would be curtains for a lot of their power. All right, Hour 3's next. You take control at 800-259-9231. Plenty of time for your thoughts on whatever you want. It's a live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.